You're listening to SBS News.
The projected result in the bitterly contested 2020 United States presidential election has been met with fireworks, cheers, honking, and dancing. From New York to Los Angeles, it was a moment of release for supporters of United States President-elect Joe Biden after major cable news networks and media outlets projected Mr. Biden as the winner. Hundreds have celebrated his victory over President Donald Trump in front of the White House, with some telling SBS News about what this means for America.
I was so embarrassed for myself and for the world what happened 4 years ago. And I'm just the opposite to how happy we are that we've regained our integrity, not in just our country, but in the world.
I mean, the people have spoken, right? I don't think it's the end of, you know, racist remarks, public racist remarks and so on, because more than half the country still voted for Trump. But at the end of the day, the people have spoken, right? And he's out. So it's a step in the right direction, definitely.
We're back to really talking about racial relations in a way that's significant and can potentially move the needle. We're looking at women's rights and, you know, just getting rid of a bunch of BS. Like, this has got to go. We are done with this man, and he can't get out of the White House soon enough.
Moments before, some of Mr. Biden's supporters watched him deliver his victory speech on their mobile phones, others using megaphones to amplify the sound. This is what Mr. Biden had to say after winning Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan to exceed the 270 electoral votes needed to win the White House.
I'm proud of the coalition we put together, the broadest and most diverse coalition in history. Gay, straight, transgender, white, Latino, Asian, and especially for those moments when this campaign was at its lowest ebb, the African-American community stood up again for me. You've always had my back, and I'll have yours.
Mr. Biden has promised to unify and not divide, and has thanked in particular the African-American voters who placed their trust in him. He also reached out to Mr. Trump supporters and urged all Americans to put away the harsh rhetoric and stop treating people with opposing political views as enemies. The nation's first female vice president-elect, Kamala Harris, told voters while she may be the first woman in the role, she won't be the last.
And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourselves in a way that others may not, simply because they've never seen it before. But know that we will applaud you every step of the way.
Ms. Harris is also the first African American and the first South Asian to be elected Vice President of the United States. International messages of congratulation have rolled in, with Australia joining world leaders and diplomats. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he looks forward to forging an even deeper bilateral relationship with Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris.
This confidence is based on more than 100 years of successful partnership, that this partnership will only go from strength to strength under the new shared stewardship that President-elect Biden and I will share going into the future.
Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese also congratulated the President-elect and his running mate, calling it an extraordinary victory.
And of course, President-elect Biden will also bring the United States back into multilateral organisations, including the World Health Organisation. It's critical that the US play the leadership role that it has historically played since the Second World War as a critical democracy. And I congratulate both President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris.
Mr. Biden says his presidency will focus on battling racial injustice and getting climate change under control, which means that Australia will face mounting international pressure to commit to cutting long-term emissions. Some of Mr. Biden's American supporters living in Australia have spoken to SBS News and they're filled with relief and happiness.
We have to recognise that Trump still got the second most votes of any president in history. And that's, you know, a very loud and proud population that we have to recognize what they're feeling, what they need, and Joe Biden needs to bridge that gap. He needs to find a way to reach out to them to make sure that they're being heard as well, because it's clear that while Joe Biden has become president, you know, there's still a very large population that feels differently about his views and what's going on in America.
International allies have also contemplated a new White House, raising the prospect of a more fact-driven, multilateralist American presidency that wants to build bridges, not burn them. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the message of unity from Joe Biden would boost global efforts to tackle issues like COVID-19 and climate change. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she also looks forward to future cooperation to master great challenges. Meanwhile, the mood was more somber among Donald Trump supporters, with some joining in rallies across the country, chanting "Stop the steal" and "This isn't over." Protest organiser Courtney Holland refuses to accept defeat and agrees with the president's unsubstantiated allegations that the Democrats won the election by fraud.
We're still in this fight. We're out here to be loud, to be heard, to demand transparency. And, you know, we just want answers. There's a lot of questions still, and a lot of races are still very close that shouldn't be called, such as Arizona.
In France, Marine Le Pen, the leader of the far-right National Rally political party, has told French TV she believes another Trump presidency would have been better for France, while Nigel Farage, the former leader of Britain's far-right Brexit party, criticised mail-in voting and urged Mr. Trump to produce lots of evidence and keep fighting his allegations of fraud in the courts. Mr. Trump is promising legal challenges. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.